in this bulletin. An Australian academic who was detained in Iran for 800 days breaks her silence. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt admitted to hospital with a suspected infection. And in sport, the Tokyo Olympics to go ahead without international spectators. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australian academic Kylie Moore Gilbert, who was imprisoned in Iran for more than 800 days, says she was psychologically tortured. Dr. Moore Gilbert was charged with spying and sentenced to 10 years in prison by the Iranian regime. She was moved through various prisons in Iran and also spent time at Evin, a jail for political prisoners. In her first public interview since confinement with Sky News, Ms. Moore Gilbert told how she had suicidal thoughts.
The first room I was put in, I would say, is the extreme solitary confinement room designed to break you. It's psychological torture. You know, I spent 4 weeks in that room. After the two-week mark, I was flipping out completely. I'd lost it. I'd lost the plot. I was completely crazy.
Australia successfully negotiated her freedom last year in what Iran called a prisoner swap deal. Dr. Moore Gilbert also revealed she was beaten and tranquilised last year for trying to leak a letter to a public prosecutor. The chief medical officer in England is warning of a surge in COVID-19 cases and deaths after restrictions are eased next month. His comments come as the UK's Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies predicts up to 30,000 additional deaths. Dr. Chris Whitty says significant numbers of people will still be vulnerable.
All the modelling suggests there is going to be a further surge, and that will find the people who either have not been vaccinated or where the vaccine's not worked. And some of them will end up in hospital, and sadly some of them will go on to die. And that's just the reality of where we are with the current vaccination.
And demand for intensive care beds in Paris is now so high that hospitals have been told to reduce non-COVID-19 treatments by 40%. France has almost 4,000 people in ICU and is averaging 21,200 new cases of coronavirus each day. The country has been trying to speed up its vaccination rollout as just 8.4% of the population has received a first dose of the vaccine. Buckingham Palace has released a statement following Prince Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah Winfrey, in which the couple spoke about racism, mental health struggles, and the pressure placed on them by the UK media. The palace says the whole family is saddened to learn of the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. Pressure is building on the New South Wales government after it was revealed in a parliamentary hearing that two Indigenous people have died in custody in the past week. A man in his 30s died while receiving medical treatment at Long Bay Prison Hospital, while a woman in her 50s took her own life at Silverwater Women's Prison. But their deaths were not made public until Corrective Services New South Wales Commissioner Peter Severin attended a budget estimates session on Tuesday. New South Wales Labor is calling for the deaths to be investigated by the coroner, while the Aboriginal Legal Service is calling for more accountability and transparency. Listeners seeking mental health information or support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is in hospital being treated for a suspected infection. It's not believed to be linked to him receiving the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine on the weekend. A statement from his office says he's being given antibiotics and fluids and will be kept under observation. The 55-year-old is expected to make a full recovery. And Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews will remain in intensive care for a few days after a major injury. The Premier broke several ribs and damaged vertebrae after slipping and falling on wet stairs at a holiday home. In sport, Japan's government has decided to stage the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics without overseas spectators due to COVID-19. Tokyo has been under a state of emergency due to the pandemic that has strained medical services. This comes as the International Gymnastics Federation cancelled the Artistic All-Round World Cup due to be held in Tokyo in May. The World Cup was also a test event for the Olympics in the summer. And now for today's weather. Perth, humid and partly cloudy, 33. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27. Melbourne, similar conditions, 21. Hobart, mostly sunny, 21. Canberra, partly cloudy, 26. Wollongong, a possible shower, 23. Sydney, cloudy, 26. Newcastle, an early shower or two, 27. Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm, 31. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.